A wonderful 4 days off for most people. Not our waste collectors, by the way. I will just say that the city has sent through an email confirming that there will be garbage collection on both Good Friday and Easter Monday. So please put your bins out as usual if those are your days. Most other people, though, will be taking a long weekend. And if you're looking for ways to fill it, here are some suggestions. Let's start at the V&A waterfront. Lots of child-oriented Easter events, photos with the Easter bunny. There's a kids' market. There'll be Easter-themed face painting at the amphitheatre and the like. There's also a record fair for mum and dad to enjoy. That's at the Watershed, Saturday and Sunday. A mention for Saturday afternoon in the amphitheatre. Join Bands Not Gangs are hosting an Easter concert. It's a non-profit you might have heard spoken about on the station before, which uses music to help fight gangsterism. And some of the young stars will be in action from 2:30 on Saturday afternoon at the amphitheatre area. So to find out more about what's happening when and where, please just check out the website www.waterfront.co.za. If you are not in the mood for cooking up a storm yourself this weekend, you might like to celebrate your Easter meal at Vergenoegd Lo Wine Estate in Stellenbosch, particularly if you want a nice, quiet couple's day instead of a big family affair. They have got a lovely couple's platter special running, amongst other weekend activities. So if you are interested in taking some time out to catch your breath, check out vergenoegd.co.za. On the other hand, if you are planning on entertaining, why not pop into the Country Craft Market in Somerset West on Saturday? You can pick up some delicious goodies to add to your meal, perhaps some items to decorate your Easter table if you like, because this market has really high quality arts and crafts and food, etc. Now, you'll find it at Southey's Vines on the main road in Somerset West. There's plenty of safe parking and the market is pet friendly. It's on Saturday from 9 until 2 and there's more info on countrycraftmarket.org. Now, on the very tail end of the Easter weekend, a special musical event is kicking off in Stellenbosch. The biennial Stellenbosch International Piano Symposium and the Henny Joubert competition that goes with it. It's all getting underway at the Endler Hall in Stellenbosch on Easter Monday, and the event continues until the 7th of April, bringing together piano teachers and their students for a week of lectures and public masterclasses, as well as concerts. Now, I want to give you a heads up, particularly about the Henny Joubert piano competition, because you see some extraordinary talent on display there. The solo rounds, the top young pianists in the country, will be competing on the 1st and 2nd, that's Monday and Tuesday, and those opening rounds are free of charge for the public to attend. The winner gets the opportunity to perform in the finals with the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra. What an beautiful prize to win. Tickets for the actual finale and the finals on the 6th of April are by purchase, and you can do that via web tickets. You are searching for the Stellenbosch International Piano Symposium and the Henny Joubert competition. On a lighter front musically, Jesse Clegg is on at Café Roux in Noordhoek at 6 o'clock this evening. I don't know if there are any tickets left for that one, but reach out to Café Roux if you're keen. Swedish alto saxophonist Fredrik Kronqvist is going to be performing at the Olympia Bakery in Cork Bay tonight at 8 o'clock. And then also tonight at the Mask Theatre in Musenberg, pianist and storyteller Christoph Berg will be staging the cabaret Chronicles of a Nomad, That Place of Golden Waterfalls. The show is at 7:30 this evening at the Mask Theatre. For all of those, please reach out to the specific venues for ticketing information. One last thing to mention is that if you love music and film, well, why not check out this year's Sound on Screen Music Film Festival? It kicks off today with an amazing blend of music-related movies and documentaries, as well as short films from all around the world. And there are competitors from the US, from Canada, from Argentina, Korea, Iceland, Cuba, you name it, as well as South African films. It's an online event. It's from the 29th of March until the 7th of April, and streaming and ticket information is available on Quicket. I said one more, but I'm going to squeeze in one extra. Just a reminder again that Tough Nutters is underway at the Imhoff Sports Grounds in Newlands. If you've got little ones full of energy to burn off, particularly after they've eaten all the Easter eggs, that giant obstacle course still up for you to enjoy in the coming weekend. Next up, let's find out what's happening in the world of theatre. And a great pleasure to welcome back to the show independent theatre critic Robin Cohen of the Cape Robin website. Let's take a listen to her news.
Thanks so much, Pippa. Here's my pick for what's on stage Cape Town for April and some picks for this weekend. I'm starting off with the notion of sold out. In Cape Town, we are kind of lastminute.com, see what the weather's doing before committing. We flummoxed when shows sell out. Mamma Mia sold out. Sweeney Todd, which has just finished its run, it's sold out. Fred Abrahamson and Marcel Mayer, part of the creative team of Sweeney, are directing Trial by Media for Cape Town Opera for its exciting new platform, Shorts, a festival of pocket operas in the Artscape Arena. And this looks like it's going to sell out. Trial by Media is a new opera by South African Conrad Asman. It's a world premiere, very exciting. It delves into the complexities surrounding media perceptions of the Oscar Pistorius murder trial, the way people judge and assume according to what is posted on social media. The late Reeva Steenkamp was apparently one of the first influencers on Instagram in South Africa. I did not know this. So there are three operas in Shorts, and the season is on April 11 to 21 in the Artscape Arena. That seats around 139, so yes, likely to sell out. One can see the operas as a single, a double, or triple bill. The other two operas are Mozart's very fun, The Impresario, and the tragic, The Human Voice by Francis Poulenc. Can book at web tickets. It's fabulously innovative, hip opera. A highly anticipated production is Shakespeare's Othello, and it's been adapted, directed by Laura Foote. It's on at the Baxter, April 6 to May 4. It premiered in Germany last year. Now it's our chance. It's performed in English, isiXhosa and Afrikaans. The gaze is on Othello's inner life in an African context. Very interesting. Also in the Baxter, in the Masamba, April 23 to May 11, is The Sin Drinkers, written and directed by Louis Viljoen. Stars Emma Kotzer and Cape Talk's John Matham. It's a story of broken people and the dark truths that slither under their skins. Book at web tickets for Othello and The Sin Drinkers. Now, Peter Schaffer's classic play, a fantastic play, Amadeus, is at Theatre in the Bay, April 12 to May 18, with Alan Committee playing Saleri. So that's likely to sell out, and you can book at web tickets. And a production which should sell out is Finding the Light. It's on in the Artscape Opera House, April 17 to 21, April 17 to 21. It's musical theatre stars of London's West End and South Africa. And 100% of the net proceeds will go to the Khaleesi Foundation. It's an amazing initiative. Please support this production. You can book at web tickets. So now my picks for what's on stage Cape Town for the Easter weekend. Don't miss Spring Awakening, the musical, Theatre in the Bay, and it's directed by Sylvain Strike. It really is superb. The season is on till April 6, and you can book at web tickets. For a Joel, you can check out Wild, which is at the Cork Bay Theatre. It's a Wild West cabaret. I loved it so much I might go again. But there's no show tonight. There's no show tomorrow. But there's a show on Saturday at 8:30. It's an up of a show, and you can book at Quicket. Wild is booking until April 13 if you can get a ticket. So that's a wrap from me. I'm Robin from the Cape Robin website. Have a brilliant Easter for those celebrating, and an excellent long weekend.
Thank you so much, Robin, and thank you for the reminder never to leave it till the last minute in Cape Town. You might just miss out entirely. You won't miss out on podcast listening, though, because our digital producer, Rafik Wahid, has you sorted with this week's suggestion.
As we all look forward to a relaxing Easter long weekend, I've picked out a podcast series that'll help you do just that. Padraig O Tuma presents the podcast series called Poetry Unbound, with each episode featuring an immersive reading of a single poem. He also invites special guests to discuss the intricacies of poems and the impact poetry has on people.
This mysterious way a poem seems to meet you at just the right time, almost like it was written for you. And I wonder if you remember the first time you met a poem in that way, or a poem met you.
There was a poem that we learned by heart in school when I was a small boy in Irish that has a small verse in the middle of it that says, as lonely as a tree is in the middle of the woods, so is the poet among the people. Hmm. And it kind of appealed to the melodrama in me. I think I was 9 or 10.
The Enneagram 4 in you.
Yes, it did appeal to the Enneagram 4 in me. But there was something too, like loneliness for me isn't a condemnation. I think it's mm-hmm. just a realization to say you're alone with your thoughts and yeah. one of your most intimate relationships will be with yourself. And that line struck me and moved me. And I never needed to learn that poem off by heart because I knew it by heart by the time we'd finished reading it once.
Each episode is about 15 minutes with new episodes released twice a week on Mondays and Fridays. All 91 episodes of Poetry Unbound can be found wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much to our digital editor, Rafiq Wahid. Just before we move on to the movies, one of our listeners asking, are the tickets for Cape Town Philharmonic's Handel's Messiah already sold out? I did a quick check on Quicket, and it looks like tonight is sold out, but there may be one or two still available for the other performances on Friday and Sunday. I would act very fast, though, because it looks like just a couple of tickets left, and that one is on Quicket. All right, let's move on to what's happening at the movies this weekend. My producer, Maxine Peters, still enjoying some long leave, but once again, she's left us some insight into what's happening on circuit.
Godzilla X Kong opens in cinemas today. It tells the story of the mighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla who must join forces against a colossal, undiscovered threat hidden within the world, challenging their very existence and everyone else's.
What is that?
That's not Kong. Who could have done this?
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
Also opening today is Asphalt City, starring Sean Penn and Ty Sherrington. It's about a young paramedic who gets a crash course in life-saving techniques while working with a grizzled New York City veteran.
I usually get here 10 minutes early. I like to ride with partners who do too.
Yes, sir.
To me.
What's going on? Sir, you're a female. She just gave birth. Took some heroin for the pain. How's the baby?
I know what you're thinking. Is it worth it?
It's the job. I did what I thought was right.
Also still at cinema is Kung Fu Panda 4 and Arthur the King. Happy watching.
Thank you so much. That was producer Maxine Peters. Lastly, let's take a look at the small screen and we'll start with a listener question. Graham wrote in last week asking what is going to happen to the content on DSTV channel 115. For those who haven't taken note, the channel is closing at the end of this month. It was the channel known as Me, I think. We reached out to the team at DSTV, Graham. Their response was simply that all content premiering on this channel will be finished on or by the 31st of March. In other words, you won't be left hanging halfway through a series. They will ensure that all series wrap up by the end. And I hope that your favourite shows, whatever they are, will be picked up by other DSTV channels going forward, Graham. Speaking of favourite shows, good news for the Game of Thrones fans. Showmax confirming this week that season 2 of the prequel series, House of the Dragon, is going to drop on Mnet and Showmax on Monday the 17th of June, express from the US. By the way, the two trailers for the new series have been released, so if you want to whet your appetite, just search for them. There's, I think, a green one and a black one. You've got to watch both back to back to give you a sense of what the new season is going to be like. What we've got in the week ahead immediately, though, a Sunday night movie on Mnet for the whole family to enjoy. Just a reminder that it only starts at 9 o'clock, though, because of Chasing the Sun occupying the 8 p.m. segment. The film this week is the third in the Big Fat Greek Wedding series. It'll take the Portokalos family back to Greece for a family reunion. If you're in the mood for a detective series, Mnet has got a new season of Alert Missing Persons Unit, dropping tomorrow night, Friday, at 8 p.m. BBC Lifestyle has the second season of Listing Cape Town coming on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. That's channel 174 on DSTV. And if you've always wanted to know how the other half live, if you want to get a look inside the huge mansions of the Atlantic seaboard, the properties valued at over 100 million rand, this is your chance. It is quite extraordinary to see how some people have gadgets and finishes in their bedrooms that'll make your eyes water. That is Listing Cape Town Season 2, Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on Channel 174. For those who like a game show, BBC Brit Channel 120 has the new season of Celebrity Weakest Link starting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then for the foodies, there's a new Jamie Oliver series coming to BBC UK TV, which is Channel 134. It's called The Great Cookbook Challenge, and undiscovered cooks compete for the prize of a publishing contract to write their own cookbook. That one coming to BBC UK TV in the week ahead. Also, one more to flag there for interest to the of interest to the animal lovers, a show called Working on the Wild Side. It's about British vets and volunteers who leave their jobs in the UK to come and work here in South Africa, doing everything from rescuing baby hippos to tagging sharks and relocating giraffes. So if you love a good wildlife series, this one has a local flavour to it. Starts Monday evening on Channel 134, or rather the Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. Over on the streaming platforms, Netflix has got one of the biggest releases of the week. That's the new Dion Mayer film, Heart of the Hunter, which drops tomorrow. If you missed my interview with Dion about this, it is still available on podcast. The political thriller about Bonko Khoza playing Zuko Kumalo, who is a former intelligence operative who is chased across the country on a stolen motorbike by the Presidential Intelligence Agency. It was a wonderful book. It should make for a really racy movie, and it starts tomorrow on Netflix. You can also look out tomorrow for The Beautiful Game, which is a new football movie based on the real homeless World Cup, and Bill Nighy plays the coach in this one. I love everything he does, just about, so keep a lookout for that one. The story of him taking a bunch of rusty homeless players and turning them into a cohesive team to compete on the international stage. I'm also really looking forward to Ripley, which is a new drama series coming to Netflix on Thursday next week, based on the Patricia Highsmith novels, The Talented Mr. Ripley series. This time, actor Andrew Scott takes on the lead role of the grifter preying off the rich. You can also look out for John Malkovich and Dakota Fanning in the supporting cast. Ripley drops on Netflix on Thursday next week. Not to be confused with Ridley, which is a new series premiering on BritBox, also on Thursday next week. It's a detective show. A rural cop played by Adrian Dunbar lured back into service after one of his former colleagues asked for his help on a murder case. That one starts on BritBox on Thursday. Showmax has still got lots of great true crime content, and you might want to revisit Steinheist if you want a refresher on the Marcus Yerster story. You can also, though, binge some comedy. Colin from Accounts available to binge in its totality. And from Monday, so too will be Infinity, which is a mystery involving the International Space Station. The decapitated body of an American astronaut is found on a roof in Kazakhstan. What happened, and who knows the story behind the murder? You'll find out by watching Infinity from Monday on Showmax. The youngsters might prefer Paw Patrol, the mighty movie. They can stream that one on Showmax from Easter Sunday. Disney Plus wants you to look out for Renegade Nell. That's a new original series dropping today, described by The Guardian as a wildly enjoyable period romp set in the early 1700s. It's the story of Nell Jackson, a young widow forced into life as a highway robber following the death of her husband. An oldie but a goodie on Prime Video. If you missed the movie The Imitation Game when it first came out, keep an eye open for it. Benedict Cumberbatch, absolutely brilliant in the role of Alan Turing, the tortured scientist who helped crack the Germans' Enigma code during World War II. That movie is available on Prime Video tomorrow. And then lastly, if you're watching on Apple TV Plus, there is a new two-part documentary series dropping tomorrow called Steve. And it's a glimpse into the life of funny man Steve Martin, his upbringing, his break into the world of stand-up comedy, as well as his later film career. I hope there's something in that mix that will keep you busy this weekend, and enjoy your viewing. If you have got questions around TV content, remember you're always welcome to send an email during the week to pippah@capetalk.co.za.